You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, NetSafe released a new resource designed to help combat the many struggles that young people face navigating online spaces. The Youth Action Squad Toolkit is a toolkit released by NetSafe and designed in partnership with their Youth Action Squad, which consists of 13 rangatahi from all over Aotearoa that promote online safety in their communities. The toolkit is designed to help combat online bullying, sextortion and harassment by encouraging schools to build their own support groups and promote the resources of NetSafe and other support organisations. To learn more about the NetSafe toolkit and the input the Youth Action Squad had within its development, I spoke with Donovan Gray, a Year 12 student at Rutherford College and a member of the NetSafe Youth Action Squad. I started off by asking Donovan how long it took for the Youth Action Squad to develop the toolkit and some of the considerations that went into its development.
Well, we started developing the toolkit in probably late February this year, and we just kind of started to think about what we can do as youth to incite positive change online. We brainstormed ideas about what we think like needs to be improved online. In doing that, we looked into our own personal experiences online and just kind of thought about what could have been done better, how the situation could have been handled differently. Because as youth, as digital natives, as often called, we are very kind of aware of what goes on the internet, and I think, and especially social media. So I think that it's super important and vital for us to look into our own experiences and kind of use that as almost what not to do, but in a way, just how that can be improved, and looking on it in a constructive way. One of our biggest considerations would be definitely how we're going to build the toolkit to be appealing to youth in New Zealand, because one of the reasons that issues online and on social media are so prevalent is because our youth tend to ignore messages that are being sent to them to help them online, because to put it simply, it's not appealing to them. It's made by older people that may not know what youth like to hear, like to read. And I think that this is why the toolkit that we've created is so effective. Like, it's made by youth for the youth. We know exactly what appeals to young people because we are the young people. We're effectively making the toolkit for ourselves on a much, much wider scale.
What are some of the issues that young people face online today?
Well, we know that the online world is ever evolving, and the issues that young people can face change so often that it's difficult to keep track, which is, once again, another reason why having young people working on this issue is so vital for the success of the toolkit. Issues such as bullying, discrimination, sextortion, toxicity, and gaming are all around online, and they've all been around for years now. But there are actually more issues that are surfacing that might not get as much attention as they need. So, for example, young people are often online and like to hop on these kind of trends so much that people are tending to obtain these problematic views from people online that are kind of preaching them. So when these views are being obtained by youth, it can be extremely damaging to both their own lives and other people's lives, which is something that most definitely needs to be touched on and improved more. It shows that there's actually more than what meets the eye when it comes to the online world.
So how do you see this toolkit being rolled out in high schools?
I'm a big supporter of videos because I think that they're very effective and appealing to youth because they're so common. So we're actually working on, hopefully we're working on developing a video to try and roll out this very kind of casual video to schools to try and appeal to our audience and actually hook people in and kind of catch their eye to see and to let them know what the squad's all about. And one of my kind of idealist views is that within the high schools that we're rolling out the toolkit to, they create their own mini youth action squad groups, because this is going to strengthen the movement that we're trying to create as the first squad. And we're trying to give youth the opportunity to help their peers at school and develop themselves as leaders of tomorrow while creating a positive environment in their school community, which of course is always good. And it can also actually raise awareness about these issues on social media, online, and by bringing it into schools, we can actually increase how much teachers know about it, how much schools know about it. And also it can give the schools kind of an insight about, you know, what goes on that they don't see, because of course, you know, the cover is pulled over schools' eyes by the students in that situation. So yeah, we're just trying to roll it out to high schools and strengthen that movement that we're trying to really push at the moment.
So within the toolkit, what is in the toolkit? What does it contain?
Well, we have a few different resources in the toolkit. So we actually start off with an introduction, just explaining what the Youth Action Squad is all about and how we're actually here to help. We're not here to kind of, you know, antagonize. We're not here to get all angry and be kind of the, be that kind of stereotype of net safety. We're actually just there to help you guys, the youth, and just create a more, you know, educate on how people can create a more positive environment online. So it actually leads on how youth can start their own squad within their community, which is, again, what I touched on before, super important for schools all around New Zealand and the rangatahi that are in those schools.
What is a message that you'd like to give to schools, teachers and school leaders to encourage them to use the toolkit?
I'd say be open-minded. And while it may seem like a small thing, it takes many small steps to make big strides. And by using the toolkit and creating youth action squad groups within school communities, we're actually initiating one of the most exciting online movements of our time. And it's all starting from our rangatahi. So support them, hear what they have to say, and use the resources in the toolkit to their fullest extent. And this is only the first step towards a brighter future for our youth online.
That was Donovan Gray, a member of the NetSafe Youth Action Squad, talking to me about the YAS toolkit designed to promote online safety in all schools in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.